This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Outsource Accelerator. My name is Derek Gallimore, and today, this is episode 33, we are joined by Fernanda Costa. Now, this is a bit of an outsider's perspective on Manila and the Philippines. I think this is a really valuable episode because it gives you insight into actually what the Philippines is, how it ticks from an outsider's perspective. So we go into Fernanda's story within the podcast, so I won't dwell on that too much. But effectively, Fernanda is based in London and came to Manila for the first time 3 weeks ago, trying to settle in and do business here, or certainly come with her business. So it's a really interesting perspective that I just wanted to get a snapshot of within this podcast. So hope you enjoy. And if you want any more information or you want to contact Fernanda, then go to our show notes, which is outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode33. Enjoy. Today, I'm joined by Fernanda. Hi, Fernanda.
Hello.
And we know each other previously, but it's quite interesting how our paths have crossed now, in that we first started speaking because you were coming to the Philippines for work and you wanted to feel out the Philippines before you came and wanted to know a few things. And so I wanted to get you on the podcast, really, because I see a lot of value in showing people what the Philippines is like, and especially from your first-hand experience.
Yeah.
In contrast. So, and as a bit of background, you live in London and you're from yeah. Brazil. So I just want to hear, I suppose initially, your expectations for the Philippines that you had from what you had heard and things like that, and then how it contrasted to your initial experiences. And again, I suppose to frame this, you have now been staying and working in Manila or close to Manila for about the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. So I knew very little about the Philippines before I came over. I was handed the project management of a project I'm doing with my company. And it was very little time to prepare. So everything was a little bit of a surprise. And in fact, I don't like to arrive into a country knowing so little. But in a way, I had no knowledge other than some people telling me to be careful with security, which is obviously ridiculous because I come from Rio de Janeiro. the first impressions was you know, everybody speaks English, which makes things extremely easy. I felt the Philippines very westernized, and people very approachable. And it felt just easy. And I have felt really safe. I have been here for nearly 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. And I have had some, you know, conversations, business conversations, and people here are very professional and very responsive.
What was it about the original, you don't need to name names, but in terms of getting advice, often I hear this, that the Philippines, people are cautioned about the danger level in yeah. the Philippines, and maybe also with the recent presidential yeah. change. Did you just generally hear murmurs that you need to be careful in the Philippines?
Yeah, I guess it's a lot of misunderstanding because people hear about the IS happening, which is now I understand geographically is Mindanao, is another island. It's quite far away from where I'm working and from Manila. There was something happened in a casino a few weeks ago. At the same time that was happening, awful things happened in London. In fact, in London, in the bridge that I cross pretty much every day to go to work. So, you know, danger is very relative. And I have to say, I have felt very safe here. And because of the nature of the work I'm doing, I'm visiting very poor communities, urban poor communities outside of Manila. And still, I feel very safe. You know, I am you know, in a way, pleasantly surprised that I, you know, I feel so safe.
Great. And so safety is one thing. I suppose logistics is another thing. How have you found logistics in the Philippines?
Yeah, that's a little bit more challenging when you come out of Manila, because Manila is obviously enormous and the traffic is the worst thing ever. It's just like if you've got time and you've got your phone with you, then you're okay. But otherwise, it can be quite challenging. What I found most challenging is, because I'm working in Santa Rosa Laguna, is there's no taxis. So transport can be challenging because you got tricycles and then you have people who own cars. But it doesn't seem that there is yet a sort of like a middle market. So there is a big gap in the market there for Grab and Uber to take hold.
There's still a lot of maturation needed within the market. Yeah.
So logistically, if you're working in the Philippines and you're not working in the main cities and you're not working for a multinational, things can be difficult like that. And also I find the quality of Wi-Fi outside of the city can be a little bit...
That is a big issue, yeah. So yeah. Telecoms is very difficult here. The internet is very lacking. And so what about language as well? Because I know that prior to you coming here, you inquired about translators and things like that. And so language-wise and culturally-wise, how have you found the Philippines?
So language, generally, in the business sense, everybody speaks English very well. The level of English here is really high in comparison to other places. When you're working with poorer communities, which in the case of my line of work, when we work with sanitation, we are, having a translator does help, because the Philippines has several dialects, languages that are spoken throughout the country, which is in fact a bunch of islands joined together as a country. Yeah, so it's helpful to have someone that speaks a few languages, but it very much depends on your line of work. If you're working in Manila, you can just get by with English, no problem. Mm. In fact, the Filipinos speak English, like they prefer even to speak English to you, so it's not a problem.
It's incredible how culturally aligned and English, Englishized it is.
Yeah, yeah, it's, surprisingly so. In a way, I find that... in places like I am, which is like new neighborhoods, there are like sort of like fairly rich sort of residential areas outside of Manila, which is Santa Rosa, Laguna, Nuvali. It's a bit sterile. There's a lot of shopping malls and a lot of fast food. And it to me, lacks the charm that I experienced this going away to different islands and seeing local culture. So like the local food is delicious. It's just that in places like that, in cities, they are like sort of new. You don't get that. You get more of lots of Starbucks and, you know.
I really have that position as well. From an anthropological point of view, if you can call it that, like they're quite, they have been somewhat purged of their own culture, which is very sad, and it's quite differentiated to the rest of Southeast Asia, where they have a huge variety of cuisine and cultural identity, whereas here it's been a little bit purged, which is very sad. But then if you look at it from a business point of view, it puts them in at an incredible advantage when it is... sanitized and so culturally aligned, and the English is so pervasive.
I was wondering this today, whether it's because the Philippines is a bunch of very different cultures coming together in one country, and whenever you have countries that are an amalgamation of cultures, you end up with no clear identity. And even the definition of the language, the Filipino language, is, as they say, it's like majority of Tagalog, which is one of the dialects spoken here. This is what I've learned in the last few weeks, and it's been a crash course into the culture. And I think that's why you end up with this kind of fairly bland country, but I only scraped the surface. So I'm sure that if you took more time to get to know regions, it would be a lot more interesting. But I mean, in terms of doing business here, I definitely think, you know, there's very little heard about the Philippines. I mean, it's such an easy country to work And, you know, very pleasant to be here and affordable. And, you know, in terms of getting good people and expertise, it's definitely like a place that should be under people's radar.
Yeah, to put that, the grouping of the country thing in perspective, there's 7,109 islands here or something. And it was the Spanish, wasn't it, about 500 years ago that found these groups of islands, which were all very diverse cultures and clearly, well, they weren't even countries back then, but drew a circle around it and called it the Philippines after King Philip of Spain. And then so after that point, they were effectively forced to become one national identity. And then so from there, I think there's about 100 plus dialects, which are very different. Yeah, it's incredibly diverse. And then so finally, maybe if you can just summarize, then you've come over for business. How do you see it as a business environment? And I suppose you're slightly edging more towards manufacturing side of business here. Is it a conducive environment?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think in terms of expertise, we've seen that there is definitely like quality in the services offered. And I think that for small businesses, it just takes a little bit of time to find the right partnerships. And I find that having local expertise, as in someone like a company or someone to help you with the sort of importation or getting local talent, it really does help to have the sort of like
the middleman.
Yeah, the middleman, you know, that helps you find the right people. So that just setting up those relationships can take a little bit of time. But then after that, it becomes, you know, a lot easier to operate here. And I find that for us, it's just the beginning. And I think that, you know, it definitely is a promising market for us to both like to work at and also to operate from, really.
Great. Thank you, Fernanda. That's great insight.
Thank you.
Okay. I hope you got some valuable insight from that episode. It's really interesting, I think, to get an outsider's perspective on what the Philippines is like, because people come with a lot of preconceived ideas, and it really can be quite different to that. So if you do want to get in touch with Fernanda, then go to our show notes and you can find all the information at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode33. And if you want to ask any questions to us here at Outsource Accelerator, please just send us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com and we'll get straight back to you. See you next time.